In a complaint filed today in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, officials from 23 states and the District of Columbia argued that the Department of Education's rule is both arbitrary and unlawful. California Attorney General Rob Bonta joined state attorneys general from New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Virginia, among other states, along with the governors of Pennsylvania and Kentucky, in suing the Trump administration. Attorney General Bonta said in a press release, quote, "Across the nation, health care systems are underwater with doctors, nurses, and other health professionals stretched to meet the needs of their communities," unquote. Bonta added, quote, "Now the Trump administration is threatening to make this crisis even worse by limiting students' access to the federal student loans that make it possible to pursue the professional degrees needed for critical specialized work," unquote. The lawsuit centers on a provision in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill spending and tax package, which he signed into law last year. The law imposed new limits on federal student borrowing, creating a distinction between graduate and professional students. Graduate students are capped at $20,500 annually and $100,000 in total loans, while professional students, including those in medical and law schools, can borrow up to twice that much. Previously, students could take out loans covering the full cost of attendance, regardless of classification. Last month, the Trump Education Department issued a final rule to implement the new caps, saying in a statement that, quote, "Physical assistant, physical therapy, occupational therapy, social work, graduate-level nursing programs, doctor of public health programs, and similar graduate programs do not fall within the incorporated professional degree framework." In their lawsuit, the Democratic-led states argue that the new rule conflicts with existing law governing the definition of a professional degree. The complaint also contends that the new loan caps could have drastic consequences for a healthcare system already under strain. The Department of Education has pushed back against those claims. Undersecretary of Education Nicholas Kent released a statement saying, quote, "For years, Democrats parroted illegal student loan forgiveness to end the debt crisis and buy votes. And now the same people are fighting against the Trump administration's legal efforts to drive down the cost of college," unquote. The U.S. has among the most expensive higher education systems in the world, with college costs rising 169% since 1980. That's according to a 2021 study from Georgetown University researchers. At the same time, student loan debt has also ballooned. As of 2023, 43 million borrowers owed $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. That exceeds the total credit card and auto loan debt. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.